Welcome to Creative Impact on 89.1 WEMU. I'm Deb Pollack, President and CEO of Creative Washtenaw and your host. Thanks for tuning in to meet the artists and creatives with deep ties to Washtenaw County who also share their talents while inspiring and impacting us. They also help others find and express their creativity. Our guest today is one of them. For more than 30 years, Oz Music, a full retail music store with lessons, repairs, rentals, and sales, has been a fixture in our community. Its founder, Steve Osborne, better known as Oz, is in the studio with us today. Steve, it's great to have you here. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, for sure. Before we get to Oz's music and some of the awesome programs you have there, let's introduce the listeners to you. I understand from what I've read that you were or are a classical music guitarist, a virtuoso in that role, and that you studied at Interlochen and here at Eastern. And I just want to know, where did you grow up and what caused you to choose classical guitar as your instrument?
Yeah, I was born in Tecumseh and went to high school in Adrian, Michigan. All my friends were rock and rollers and knew all the latest, and I, for some reason, couldn't relate. Even though I play by ear a lot now, I thought I need a straight path. So I looked at the dots, and I went to the dots and tried to follow the notes, and fell in love with Andre Segovia and John Williams, Fernando Sor,
started it.
Yeah,
excellent. And before, instead of a performance career after doing all that study, you chose to go into retail? Talk about the idea that you bucked the trend and didn't go into rock and roll guitar, and then also, chose not to go into performance and then to start a store is an interesting tale, I'm sure.
I really chose teaching children before I chose the store.
Okay.
I started the music environment for children. Right after I studied some Montessori to get a philosophical base of working with kids, I emptied out a bedroom and I said, I want to teach guitar to all ages, but I want to have a room for children to come in and explore. And I called it the music environment.
Okay.
45 years ago.
And wow.
First session's free still to this day. No obligation.
That's awesome. So I want to get to the work that you do with youth and others. But I wanted to ask first, today in the retail environment, it's hard to keep a music store open. Many of them have gone online. Very few do repair. And you're still going. What's your success?
I realized many years ago that the big box stores were going to be coming in, the guitar centers and the big ones. And so I thought, let's position ourselves as a very community-based and service-based. So I got a hold of some really good repair folks in the area and some fantastic teachers, and we really positioned ourselves with service.
And you really are a community resource and treasure.
I like to say we're quintessential mom-pa. Ma runs the store, and I teach.
There you go. So one of the
Leslie Zager, by the way.
Right, your wife.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. So one of Oz's music program is called No Obstacles. Tell us about that.
Yeah, a little more than 30 years ago, a boy named David Ziff, a 7-year-old on the spectrum, walked in the music environment, and I just knew that he wanted to be in that environment. I really sensed like his love for music. And it turns out he and his father have been to more live music than anybody I've ever known in this community. But he inspired me to work with autistic population. And after about several months, he found one song he could do on the marimba. I took off bars, simplified it for him. And then a friend of mine had a son with cerebral palsy and lived a rock and roll drum. So he came in, and I go, let's start a band. No Obstacles, spelled with a K. If you know Uh-oh. Obstacles, sometimes you can avoid them. And then it's become a small army since. We've developed 10 years, more than 10 years of camp, summer camps, and we do year-round rehearsals. And now we're up to four bands.
Well, when you started this back in 1998, I think it is, these kind of programs were very few and far between. Did you learn going, you know, just going forward and finding your way through it, or were you inspired by, or did you learn some, you know, in some techniques from others?
Well, I felt like my Montessori training and working with the very, very young, like I really felt like get them in as soon as you can, as long as they're having fun with music. Get them in there at 2. Get them in there at 3. It's not really lessons. It's more experiential. Mm-hmm. But a lot of the techniques and the games and the tricks that I do to teach and work with very young applied to some of the cognitively slow adults. And now some of that's come back. Like I developed songs for my special needs groups, which I now use for neurotypical folks to teach them the blues in 5 minutes. You
know? Amazing, amazing. 89.1 WEMU's Creative Impact continues with Steve Osborne, better known as Oz, of Oz's Music and No Obstacles, a musical program for people with disabilities. You know, I have no doubt that No Obstacles has changed many people's lives over the years, yours included.
Big thing.
tell us a little bit about that. Is there a typical experience that you can relate to us, or is it atypical? Everybody's different.
I like to say, you know, when it comes to special needs, we're all there. I don't care. At some point in your life, at least, cognitive, physical, emotional, spiritual, financial, we all have our things. Some are more obvious than others, but I really enjoy just taking them from where they're at and seeing where they can go creatively with their music.
And as you said, you have a whole band behind you for all those 30 plus years. That's amazing. So with those programs, you have a band and a summer camp. Are they fee-based or not?
Yeah, I do have, thanks to creativewashington.org, I do have a scholarship fund now that I do support some of the lessons that can't afford the payments. And I do charge for my rehearsals. Some get away if they're really got financial needs. We work with them.
You sound like you're that giving guy that would make that happen. And you reference Creative Washington. Actually, those funds, Steve's referring to the City of Ann Arbor's Arts American Rescue Plan funds, which Creative Washington managed. We administered those. But it was a competitive application, and Steve's program was accepted into that. How important is that, not only the funding, but also the fact that your city invested in you? How important is that to you?
Well, it means a ton to us. During COVID, the only way I could keep in touch with my special needs community was I started an open mic on Zoom. But once COVID let up a bit, I really wanted to go live, and I really didn't want another thing to commit to. But this allowed me to be able to finance an open mic, which the ARC has given me permission to tell you that we're in talks.
Oh, good.
And hopefully we'll be doing our open mic and comedy hour. It's called No Obstacles Open Mic and Comedy Hour.
Okay.
At the ARC, hopefully very soon. But right now it's at my music environment at 1922 Packard on the last Saturday of every month at 4 p.m. Anybody's welcome to come check it out.
And how do people get in touch with you if they have interest in being part of No Obstacles, or if they have youth or others that might be appropriate for the program?
Yeah, this goes beyond just the special needs community. I mean, I always do first session free whenever I can fit it in without obligation, and they're welcome to call my number 734-476-5153, and we'll figure out a time to get them in there and check out the space. It's a multi-instrument space that's set up for bands. We also have local bands come in and use the space for rehearsal. but it's also just a multi-instrument, a lot of ethnic instruments. It's like a music playground.
Steve, it's just clear that you are not only talented, but you are a very giving member of our community, and that you open all this up to so many people without obstacles, regardless. And I have to applaud you for that.
I appreciate it. It's definitely the most rewarding thing I do.
That's awesome. Find out more about Steve Osborne of Oz Musics, who is not only the proprietor of that store, but also of No Obstacles. And you can find all of that out at WEMU.org, and we'll repeat that phone number there, too, since he gave it out on the air. You've been listening to Creative Impact. I'm Deb Pollack, President and CEO of Creative Washtenaw, and your host. Matt Hobson is our producer. Please join us every Tuesday to meet the people who make Washtenaw creative. This is 89.1 WEMU FM, Ypsilanti Public Radio from Eastern Michigan University.